Mention the Titanic and most people think of the disaster at sea. But the truth is, the first victims of the Titanic died while the ship was still being built. The shipyard in Belfast, in what is now Northern Ireland, was a dangerous place. Piecing together a nearly 900-foot-long ship that weighed more than 46,000 tons was no small job. With thousands of men working at once, accidents were common. Sometimes workers dropped tools or rivets, the heavy steel pins that held the ship together. Staging, or scaffolding, collapsed and people fell. "He's away to the other yard," the men would say when they had to share the sad news of a worker who had died on the job. The first victim of the Titanic was an Irish teenager who fell from a ladder and fractured his skull on April 20, 1910. He'd been part of a riveting crew on the ship. On June 17, 1911, the Belfast newsletter reported that 49-year-old Robert Murphy fell to his death when some staging collapsed. His son, also a Titanic shipyard worker, had died in an accident just 6 months earlier. The following March, the same newspaper carried the story of a man who'd suffered severe injuries working on a crane when he was crushed in the machinery. There were 254 official accidents recorded during the building of the Titanic, including at least 8 fatalities. Believe it or not, that wasn't a bad safety record for a shipyard. The Harland and Wolff shipyard in Belfast, where the Titanic was built, was one of the most modern in the world at that time and had a reputation for designing and building high-quality ships. Harland and Wolff built ships for a company called the White Star Line, which transported passengers and cargo across the North Atlantic between England and New York. In the early 1900s, 2 new ships built for that route, the Titanic and her sister ship, the Olympic, were designed at the Harland and Wolff drawing offices. The architects drew up plans in big rooms full of long tables and natural light. The goal was to lure wealthy passengers from other shipping companies to the White Star Line with a promise of luxury instead of speed. The shipbuilding project launched in 1907. Because the Titanic and the Olympic were so big, 2 new slipways had to be built at the Belfast shipyard before construction of the ships could even start. The project required new machinery too, a 200-ton floating crane to lift engines, boilers, and funnels for the great ships. Then workers constructed a steel gantry, an enormous structure with cranes, elevators, and walkways. This scaffolding from which workers would build the Titanic and her sister ship could be seen from all over Belfast. The building of the Titanic began with the laying of the ship's keel in March 1909. That's the backbone of the ship. The rest of the vessel would be built around it. Next came the frames, sticking up like ribs, and eventually steel plates to cover the ship's skeleton. These were held together by rivets, and workers pounded in 3 million of them before the job was done. If you were a young shipyard worker, you might have been part of one of these riveting teams. They were usually made up of 3 or 4 men and a boy. The young person's job was to heat a rivet until it was red hot, take it from the furnace with pincers, and rush it to the area where the other riveters were working. Then the boy, or sometimes another worker called the holder-on, would put the heated rivet into the hole where the steel plates overlapped. 2 men would work outside the hull with heavy hammers to pound the rivet into place. They'd take turns swinging so the pounding never let up. The third man was inside the hull, using an even heavier hammer to hold the rivet in place. With all that hammering, it was so noisy that workers couldn't even hear themselves talk. The shipyard's Belfast neighbors could always hear the bang and rattle of ships coming to life, clangs and creaks, and the clash of steel on steel. It took just over 2 years to build the Titanic's hull, the main body of the ship. The work went quickly, so quickly that there were rumors a worker had somehow been trapped inside the hull. Some even said they heard tapping coming from inside, but there's no evidence that this rumor is true. It's possible that what they heard was an inspector tapping with a hammer to test the rivets at the end of the day. But that story made some workers feel certain that something was going to go wrong with the Titanic.